Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to this webpage titled The Necessity of Christian Perseverance. In this webpage, I answer a simple question. Is it possible for a truly born-again Christian to turn away from God and to fail to enter into heaven? Those who say no and that it is not possible for a Christian to lose their salvation are described as teaching a doctrine called once saved, always saved. But I believe that the answer to this question is yes, that it is possible for a truly born-again Christian to turn away from God, to separate himself from the love of God, and to fail to enter into heaven, and rather to enter into eternal damnation. The Bible is full of warnings and exhortations and encouragements from God for Christians to continue in obedience to himself. 8 times in the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus promised eternal life to those Christians who overcome and are faithful even unto death. In the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus described a connection between himself that was like the connection between a vine and its branches. He encouraged his disciples to continue with that connection, to abide in his love, he said. And he warned that those who do not keep their vital connection of life with him and the indwelling of his Holy Spirit become dead branches that will ultimately be gathered up and burned. And we are told by the Lord Jesus in his Olivet Discourse that those who endure to the end will be saved. So how are we to understand this? Is there a word picture that we can have that might help us to understand how someone can enter into the grace and the wonderful love and kindness and goodness of God and yet fail to enter into heaven? The picture that God gives us in his word is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, in Hebrews chapters 3 and 4, and in Jude 5. It is the picture of the Israelites in the wilderness. God led the Israelites under Moses out of Egypt. Through the Passover lamb, they escaped the penalty of death. And through their passage through the Red Sea, they escaped the bondage of Egypt also. But when they arrived in the wilderness, God immediately told them that he reserved the right to test and try their obedience and their faithfulness to himself. We find that a warning given in Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. Today in the Christian church, there are many who do not heed that warning from God in the New Testament. They deny that it is possible for us to fall away from God and to ultimately be more damned for having been Christians and having lost it than we would have ever been had we never known the way of salvation. Some people have said that this is an inappropriate doctrine to teach because it discourages people. Why would anybody want to become a Christian if there was any possibility that after having been a Christian, they might ultimately lose it all? But the fact of the matter is that God is gracious and he is gentle. And anybody who falls away from the Lord Jesus and returns to the ways of the world will have nobody but themselves to blame. Peter describes such choices as a dog returning to its vomit and as a pig returning to wallowing in the mire. There are many in the Christian church today who deny that we can lose our salvation and cut ourselves off from the grace of God. In doing this, they turn the grace of God into lawlessness. In addition, they repeat the lie of Satan that he spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden. God had warned Eve that if she disobeyed him, she would die, but Satan blatantly contradicted God and said, "You will not surely die." Satan continues to use this blatant lie to great effect even to this day. So, what about the question of fairness here? One might well ask, if a person becomes a Christian maybe late in their life, and they die shortly after they become a Christian, While another person might become a Christian earlier in life and live many years of testings and trials and difficulties before they can enter heaven, is it fair that one person might endure very few trials or testings, while another might have great struggles in life and even fail in those struggles? The Lord Jesus answered this question with his parable of the vine dressers in Matthew chapter 20. Jesus told the story of somebody who owned a vineyard and went out to hire vine dressers to work in his vineyard early in the morning. And he reached an agreement with them and said, "If you will work all day for me, I will pay you a denarius at the end of the day." And so there was an agreement from both sides, and they began working in the vineyard. The owner of the vineyard then went out mid-morning and again at noon and mid-afternoon and finally 1 hour before the end of the day and hired more workers each time. At the end of the day, he had the workers come before him, beginning with those that had only worked for 1 hour and then going backwards through the list. And he paid those late arriving workers one full denarius for their 1 hour of work and paid the same wage to everybody else going all the way back to those who had begun early in the day. And those who had begun early complained and said that they were being treated unfairly. But the owner of the vineyard said, "Did we not agree that if you worked all day, you would be paid one denarius? Am I not living up to our agreement? If I wish to be generous to these who came late in the day, am I not free to do with my own money whatever I please?" This parable of the Lord Jesus reveals to us the fact that when we become a Christian, we sign on to work in God's vineyard on his terms. And those terms are that we must forsake sin. We must agree with him that sin is so evil and so heinous that it is deserving of death and destruction. Those are God's terms. That is how anyone enters in to the blessings and the goodness of God. And we must continue to live in fulfillment and obedience to that fundamental truth throughout our lives before we can enter into eternal life. Now, there will be some who will disagree with what I'm saying, and they will say that Christianity and salvation is not something that is earned, and therefore this parable of the workers in the vineyard does not apply. And while it is true that forgiveness of our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit are indeed gifts, and all about the grace of God in our lives, nevertheless, God promises that he is going to judge us someday in regards to what we have done with those gifts and whether or not they have been put to work for him, whether or not we have been able to achieve any profit in his sight with the glorious and precious gifts of forgiveness and the Holy Spirit that he gives to the Christian. The Apostle Paul described salvation in terms of earning something. In Romans chapter 2, verse 6, he said that God is going to render unto every one of us according to our deeds. And then he described salvation in verse 7. To those who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality shall be given eternal life. This is the nature of the Christian journey. We are not to assume that we already possess the wages that are waiting for us at the end of the day. We are not to assume that we are sure to enter into the promised land of eternal life. We must remember what God told Moses to say to Pharaoh in the book of Exodus when he commanded Moses to let his people go. God said, "Let my people go that they may serve me in the wilderness." And this is what Christians are called to do, to serve God in the wilderness. If we deny that and we disobey that, we have nobody to blame but ourselves when we come before him and find ourselves unacceptable in his sight.